Real estate brokerage relationships and responsibilities. General duties and responsibilities, broker associates, and comparing broker and sales agent responsibilities. Introduction. Real estate brokers are just licensed agents who have put in the time and training to gain experience in the industry. They have the knowledge and drive to succeed, have completed the required education, and have taken their state's broker license exam to earn their broker licenses. Brokers can operate independently and are under no obligation to sponsor sales agents to work under them. So why would an individual who has worked so hard to earn a broker's license want to incur the liability of hiring and supervising agents to work under them? The answer is simple: for the money. Most real estate brokers earn their broker's licenses because they want to build a team of top-producing agents with the talent to contribute to the success of their brokerages. Real estate brokers recruit agents to work under them so that they can take a share of their agents' earned commissions. Brokers are also able to charge their sponsored agents' fees to help them pay for franchising costs, technology, and office space. In return, they offer their agents training, marketing collateral, office space, access to technology, and lead generation, all while ensuring that their agents operate legally and ethically when dealing with clients. Sales agents, on the other hand, do not have the option of working independently. They must find a broker to sponsor them who will supervise their activities and ensure they comply with all state and federal laws applicable to real estate. Agents who want to participate in specializations such as property management or farm and ranch real estate must find a broker who will allow these activities in their brokerage. Broker and sales agent roles and responsibilities. What are you responsible for? The previous chapter described the broker-sales agent relationship as a general agency relationship. As the general agent of the broker, the sponsored sales agent has the authority to represent their broker in certain business transactions and to bind them contractually. Sales agents owe their sponsoring broker's clients the fiduciary duties of obedience, loyalty, disclosure, confidentiality, accounting, and reasonable care. Any licensed broker working for another broker also owes the broker's clients fiduciary duties and must follow all of the brokerage's policies and procedures. We also briefly discussed the responsibilities brokers and their sponsored sales agents owe each other. The Law of Agency and the Texas Real Estate License Act dictate these responsibilities and obligations. Broker associates. Licensed brokers often choose to work with other brokers as broker associates. Broker associates are responsible for their own licenses and are not sponsored by other brokers. Broker versus agent responsibilities. Brokers have unique obligations and responsibilities compared to those of the sales agents under their employment. Despite the differences, it's important to know the duties of each in order to ensure the smooth operation of all brokerage activities. Brokers are responsible for Bullet T R E C promulgated forms. Brokers are responsible for understanding the TREC promulgated forms and correctly answering any questions their sponsored agents might have. This includes questions about TREC contracts, addenda, the seller's disclosure notice, and any forms TREC promulgates for license holders' use. Fiduciary duties. Brokers owe fiduciary duties to their clients as special agents. Brokers must ensure that their sponsored agents fulfill their duties to their clients. Brokers are responsible for all of their sponsored sales agents' brokerage acts. They must ensure their sponsored sales agents perform all duties legally and ethically. Competency. Brokers must ensure that their agents are competent to perform brokerage activities, including completing contracts, and current knowledge of the local and national markets and market trends. Sponsoring brokers must also ensure that their sales agents possess geographical competency for their market. Some subject areas in which agents must demonstrate competence before performing include residential sales/leases, property management, farm and ranch sales, foreclosures, commercial sales slash leases, short sales, etc. Writing and maintaining a policies and procedures manual. Brokers who sponsor sales agents must create a policies and procedures manual to ensure their agents understand the scope of their authorized activities. Additionally, the manual must cover the following subjects: active license status, compensation, changes to legislation, continuing education requirements, TREC advertising rules, handling of trust accounts, and record maintenance. Compensating sales agents. Only brokers can receive a commission. Brokers and their sales agents negotiate commission splits that compensate agents for their time and effort in closing a transaction. The client pays the broker, and the broker pays the agent the negotiated portion of the commission. All commissions must go through the broker. Supervising agents. Brokers are responsible for supervising the brokerage activities of all their sponsored agents. If the broker needs help supervising agents, they may delegate supervision duties to a sales agent or broker associate in their brokerage. The broker is also responsible for ensuring the delegated supervisor complies with all TREC rules and TRELA. Suppose a broker wanted to delegate another to assist them in supervising their sponsored sales agents. In that case, the broker must notify TREC within 30 days. While the delegated supervisor may assist in administering compliance with TRELA and the TREC rules, the broker is ultimately responsible for supervising their sponsored sales agents. Prompt response to sponsored sales agents. Brokers must respond to their sponsored sales agents within 2 calendar days of a question and deliver any correspondence from the Texas Real Estate Commission to their sponsored agents within 3 calendar days of receipt. Agents are responsible for bullet exclusive association with the sponsoring broker. While brokers can sponsor as many agents as they would like at any one time, licensed sales agents can only work under one broker's supervision at a time. If a sales agent wants to terminate their relationship with their sponsoring broker, they must notify them in writing. Then, they must notify TREC, either online or by submitting the appropriate form. Performing brokerage services. Sales agents must perform brokerage services, such as negotiating on behalf of clients to close transactions, according to the terms of their contractual agreement with the sponsoring broker. Agents must exercise their best efforts to solicit listings for the brokerage and procure prospects for listings. Acting in the best interests of the broker's clients. Agents owe the same fiduciary duties to all brokerage clients. They must always put the client's interests above their own and put forth their best efforts to represent the client. Marketing and advertising client properties. Sales agents must advertise sellers' properties according to the rules of the MLS and the listing agreement. The broker's policy and procedures manual should include social media and digital marketing guidance. For example, a seller must agree to online marketing and social media posts concerning their property. Following all brokerage policies and procedures. Agents must follow their sponsoring broker's policies and procedures as long as they are under the broker's supervision. Agents must work within their authorized scope of activities. Suppose an agent wants to be a property manager, but the broker's policy is no property management. In that case, the agent must abide by the broker's policy or find another broker who does allow property management to sponsor them. Using TREC promulgated forms or forms approved by TREC. Agents must use the most current versions of TREC promulgated forms or forms approved by TREC, for example, TXR forms. Brokers should ensure their agents use the most current versions of all TREC promulgated forms available on TREC's website. Complying with the Texas Real Estate License Act and TREC rules. All real estate license holders must comply with TRELA and the TREC rules or face disciplinary action including administrative fines or revocation or suspension of license. License holders must also comply with all federal, state, and local legislation. If they are members of a trade organization, they must comply with the organization's code of ethics.